gibberish,
humbug,
baloney,
malarkey,
rhubarb,
mumbo-jumbo,
bunkum.
It's the Carcinical Asbestos Program, starring Dan Grubb. Friends, has the pilot light gone out on your romance? Do you find yourself less interested in your partner? Have you considered maybe it's your home's insulation? Maybe you should try Carcinico brand asbestos for that revitalized feeling you get from quality American-made insulation. We get letters every week from happy couples who switched to Carcinico asbestos. One wrote in saying, "I'd just like to thank the people at Carcinico for their wonderful, life-changing product." The atmosphere is certainly more exciting in our home now. And we're glad Carcinico asbestos is fire retardant, because things are certainly heating up. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. B in Wisconsin. Run out to your local hardware store today and ask for Carcinico by name. And now, tonight's episode, Pirates, but not the digital kind, or insert poop deck joke here.
Paris. My name is Armin, and I was on vacation looking for an antique Louis XV solid-state laser. I tracked one down to a little shop near the left bank.
Good morning there, Swab. What can I do for you?
Good morning. I'm in the market for a solid-state laser. I saw the one in your window, and it looks perfect. In fact, it looks just like the one that was recently stolen from Detritus University.
Yes, sir. We smashed their hulls and hoisted it out onto the main decks and sailed her off to the high seas of secondhand black market commerce.
I hope you'll pardon me if I'm out of line, but I'm beginning to suspect that this laser was stolen.
Right ye are, sir. Right ye are.
Aha! You've fallen into my little trap. You see, I'm not Mr. Armin, jet-setting tourist. I'm Inspector Armin of Interpol, Special Atlantic Ocean Division. And you're all under arrest.
Blast! Why, Anchorman?
Wait, come back! I haven't finished arresting you yet!
Fire!
Ahoy! Yoo-hoo!
Hey there, how you been?
Let us leave this noisy scene and visit a quiet couple spending an evening eating.
Good book, is it?
I'm sorry, I'm not distracting you, am I? It's just I'm at a funny part.
No, go ahead. Glad you're enjoying it.
I'm sorry, but the other woman has just come in and...
No, it's fine. It's fine. Just read your book.
Oh, Jerry!
No, it's okay. All right. Let it all out. Why don't you?
Oh, come on. No.
Come on. Let's hear it. Let's hear that mule laugh of yours.
Mule? I can't believe you talk to me like that. And so what if I do laugh? What? I should never smile or be happy?
I didn't say that. Don't be crazy.
Oh, so now I'm crazy. Crazy. That's your problem, Jerry. You think acting human is crazy.
Oh, here it comes. Here it is. Come on. I'm the merciless monster who despises everything and everybody, right?
You have no idea. idea. Do you know what it's like to live with you?
Now look what you did. You woke the baby.
I woke her. I woke her. You're the one shouting like a maniac.
I'm shouting. All I wanted was a few minutes of quiet. You couldn't even manage that.
You woke me up. Be quiet.
You get hours of quiet in that office of yours every day. If you'd like to stay home with the terrible twos, I'll be happy to trade.
You want to trade? Let's trade. I can take care of a kid. Go to bed and shut up. There, you see, I took care of her.
Daddy said shut up.
Oh, good job. Here's your plaque for Father of the Year.
Will you two shut up in there? I'm trying to sleep. How can it, Phil? How can you if you don't shut up?
Can you both please stop shouting?
Shut up!
Hey, don't talk to your parents like that. Go to bed and be quiet.
Don't take your anger out on the baby.
Ah, shut up.
He said it again!
Will you answer that thing?
Will you shut up in there?
Hello? Hello? I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to speak up.
I said, will you please be quiet? Some of us have to work in the morning.
Don't you tell me about work.
Oh, shut up.
Why don't you come down here and make me?
Either you shut up or I know what I'll do.
Hey, you're gonna pay for that window, Phil.
I'll pay anything if it shuts you up.
What is that terrible sound?
That idiot set off the alarm.
Idiot, huh? At least I know how to shut my mouth once in a while.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Attention, whoever is in that house. This is the police. We received report of a break-in. Come out with your hands up.
It's nothing. It's fine.
Fine? I'll show you fine.
Everyone, quiet down. You're disturbing the peace.
Shut up!
We now leave this quiet moment and return to a nice, peaceful war zone.
December 15th, 1863. Dearest Mother, after weeks of waiting, we finally saw firsthand the horrors of war. It wasn't anything like I imagined. All around us, men were lying on the ground, dying, or in medical tents, crying out in agony. I killed my first department store Santa this morning. I know it's necessary for the good of the country, but this war on Christmas is hell. There must be a better way to achieve a leftist, European-style socialist regime than by kicking in people's doors and dragging their winter season non-denominational holiday trees into the street for a bonfire. There are rumors of riots breaking out in the Arizona Territory after a soldier urinated on a department store catalog. These setbacks make the war harder to win, but we will fight to the last. I hope to see you soon, Mother, once the politically incorrect scourge of Christmas is erased from America's memory. Forever your devoted son, Private Henry Fake Name. Yes, that's what I would write if I knew how to spell.
That's a right enough hypothetical letter there, Henry.
Dead hop! All right, men, I've got an errand for one of you to run. I need some yellow-bellied coward to leave the front line and crawl off to Chattanooga like a whoop-yellow dog to get some bullets. We left the darn things at the base. Was there anyone here lily-livered and chicken enough to abandon his post and go get them?
Ooh, me!
Ooh, me!
Me, me! Big me! Me!
Oh,
me.
No!
Over here!
Me, me, me!
Right, me. You, fake name, you'll go.
Aww.
Now we need that ammo right away. So you go get the fastest horse and get going.
Yes, sir. Come on, Thunder. Yeah.
Whee!
I arrived in Chattanooga that evening. I went down a side street, turned into an alley, crawled behind an outhouse, and looked inside a severely used spittoon where I found a wad of wet tobacco with a note pinned to it that said, Mr. Reginald Pettycash, dealer of luxury arms, deluxe model dry cleaner, and dustpan extraordinaire.
Good evening, sir. May I take your hat and coat?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Good evening. Can I interest you in a hat and coat? Only $600.
Yes, I happen to be in the market for one, and those look just my size.
Ah, my favorite song. Now, what can I provide you with an invoice for tonight, sir?
I need some bullets. As many as you got.
Ah, come in then, and I'll have a look around. Let's see.
Hey, does this thing work?
Be careful with that telescope. I need it for my studies.
Oh, are you an astronomer?
No, a pervert.
Oh, that's a good one, man. Yeah.
Can't you find any bullets?
In a jiffy, sir. In a jiffy. I've got a system, you know. Now, hand me that flamethrower. Not up there. No. Oh, found them, sir.
This is the worst run store I've ever seen. I might just go to that store across the street.
What's that? A store across the street?
Yeah, that one, shaped like a boat. I suppose it just docked.
Oh, it's them. They're back. They're coming for me.
Yarr, we've got them, boys.
No, what will you do with me?
Make him walk the plank.
Yarr, send them to Davy Jones' locker. Yarr.
Cut out his entrails.
Ew, dude, gross, too far.
No, me hearties, we are gonna undermine his sales with bulk rate low prices.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Whoa there, Sylvia. Whoa. Even now?
Hi, Sheriff.
Seems there's quite a ruckus and going on the doing.
Oh, no you don't. This is my case.
Well, they've come back 150 years. They're in my jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction, eh? We'll see about that.
Next case, jurisdiction dispute between 1863 and 2015.
Oh boy, this is gonna take a while.
Your Honor, we're low on time. Permission to make this episode a two-parter?
Granted. Next available date for part two is in, well, let's see. Oh, 2086.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'll see you then.
Meanwhile, in 2086...
As the counsel from 1863 prepared an opening statement.
I hate to say it, Your Honor, but I'm afraid not. We've been dead for ages.
Then this court finds for 2015.
Pardon?
I said this court fines for 2015.
You'll have to speak up. I can't hear.
I said this court.
Yarr, the judge died. 'Tis a mistrial. Good thing we stole all of these supercomputers to upload our consciousnesses into.
Yarr!
Oh yarr! A runtime error has occurred. Do you wish to debug? Will someone shut down Mother Beard and reboot him?
Say, isn't anyone gonna make a digital piracy joke?
Let's get out of here! Play the song! Play the song! This has been the Carcinico Asbestos Hour. Try Carcinico brand asbestos whenever you're feeling run down, overwhelmed acoustically, or on fire. Carcinico brand asbestos, breathe it all in. And try new asbestos minis for the man on the Carcinico.